Grace Sampson County educators are facing charges after police say a 7-year-old with special needs was abused. Find out what they're accused of doing.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is going to give the commencement speech at Fayetteville State University tomorrow, but today he's visiting students here at Fort Bragg.
Graduation or Mother's Day plans, we're diving deep into this weekend's weather. Rain chances, temperatures, and humidity levels, what you can expect hour by hour.
Tonight, three educators are facing abuse charges in Sampson County. One is accused of kicking and pulling the hair of a special needs student at an elementary school. Thank you for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. Two top administrators are being accused of not reporting this abuse. WRL's Shelley Jackson has the court documents and takes us through the details.
I've been looking over these documents, and the charges stem from an incident last October involving just one student, a 7-year-old boy with special needs.
Salemburg Elementary teacher's assistant Amy Lee Naylor was arrested last month on 3 counts of assault on a child under 12. Warrants allege Naylor kicked the child while he was confined in a desk, left red marks and fingernail imprints on the child's hand, and pulled the boy's hair. A Sampson County Schools spokesperson says 39-year-old Naylor has worked with the district since 2007. She's on leave without pay, pending investigation. Salemburg Elementary Principal Suzanne Sell and Vice Principal Tiffany Holland were each charged with 1 count of failing to prevent or report juvenile abuse and preventing others from reporting it. Last week, the Sampson County Schools superintendent sent a letter to parents saying that Sell and Holland would be out of the building for personnel reasons. The superintendent says he can't provide more information. Both Sell and Holland are on leave with pay.
Shelley Jackson reporting for us there. Naylor will be in court next week, Sell and Holland at the end of this month.
Tonight, we're asking for answers after 2 fights in 1 day at Wakefield Middle School. This is video of one of those fights. A student and staff member had to be treated for injuries. According to Principal Kylie Brown, the 2 fights this morning involved 8th grade students. The 3rd incident was not a fight, but a student did have to be taken to the hospital. Brown says the students who fought were disciplined in accordance with Wake County school policy. A nurse is accused of engaging in sexual acts with an inmate at the Cumberland County Detention Center where she worked. Deputies say Jean Rodriguez worked as a licensed practical nurse and would provide care for those detained at the facility. She worked for Southern Health Partners. Authorities began investigating Rodriguez last month after another employee brought up concerns about her. Rodriguez faces 5 counts of sexual acts by a custodian.
We're hearing from police that they found a badly decomposed body behind the Jersey Mike's in Mooresville today. This is the scene right off Airport Boulevard. Officials say there's no threat to the public. I also did not identify the person found dead. Traffic came to a stop on Capitol Boulevard this afternoon. It was quite a scene. A dump truck flipped over near Durant Road. Sky 5 over that scene shortly after 3 p.m. You can see the backup that it caused. This was during rush hour. The 18-wheeler flipped, spilled the gravel that it was carrying. We do know one person had some minor injuries. We reached out to officials for more information.
We're tracking rain chances and storm chances for your Saturday as we take a live look at the radar. This is the system bringing those showers our way. The good news, though, your Mother's Day should be dry. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WRL Severe Weather Center, timing out what's on tap for tomorrow. Kat.
Most of the rain should come a bit later in the day tomorrow. So let's track the arrival of this system on Futurecast. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, we're likely to see pretty quiet weather in the area, but as we head toward lunchtime, we could see a few spotty showers begin to develop. During the afternoon, it's an isolated thunderstorm here and there, but a lot of areas should be dry throughout the afternoon. The best chance for rain likely to come around dinner time tomorrow night and into the nighttime hours. It's between about 5 and 8 o'clock that we see this broken line of storms try to pass through, but there's a second broken line that tries to drop in from the north after 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And as it does continue to push south, it should gradually weaken. But with any of these thunderstorms, there could be some heavy rain, gusty winds, as well as lightning. try to make those plans as early as possible tomorrow. The good news for the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. Sunday is looking dry. We've taken out rain chances entirely. It is mostly cloudy, starting in the 60s in the morning, 70s for Mother's Day brunch, and 80 degrees the high on Sunday. I'll have a closer look at Sunday on Futurecast coming up.
Glad Sunday is looking so good. Thank you, Kat.
The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin III, spent the day today in Fayetteville. He's the keynote speaker tomorrow at Fayetteville State University's commencement ceremony. WRL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bay spent some time with Secretary Austin as he visited a Fort Bragg school and met with ROTC cadets and FSU.
Well, this was the last media opportunity to see the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. He met with ROTC cadets here at Fayetteville State University. And once they graduate tomorrow and get their commission, Austin becomes their boss.
Yeah, well, good afternoon. Please relax, everybody.
This is a moment these soon-to-be officers in the United States Armed Forces will never forget. They had a once-in-a-lifetime chance to meet the Secretary of Defense. The Honorable Lloyd Austin III was formerly the commander of Fort Bragg in the 18th Airborne Corps. I asked him about making a trip to the post that is soon to become Fort Liberty.
This will still be one of the greatest power projection platforms in the country. And here we have some of the world's finest service members, soldiers, airmen, sailors, special operators. That's not going to change.
Austin and his wife spent time visiting students at Hampton Primary School on post. The defense secretary is no stranger to Fayetteville.
Well, Fayetteville certainly occupies a special place in the secretary's heart. As you know, he worked just down the road from Fayetteville State University at Fort Bragg, and Fayetteville is actually where he met his wife, Charlene. So Fayetteville is really a special place for the secretary.
Austin is the nation's first Black Secretary of Defense. He's here to give the keynote address tomorrow at Fayetteville State University's commencement. FSU is one of the oldest HBCUs in North Carolina.
And some of the themes that you're going to hear him echo at the commencement address on Saturday is the value of service, both military, but also service to your community.
Austin says he's looking forward to giving that keynote address in a town he considers to be the center of the military universe.
And the quality of service that these great troops and families provide to our nation is not going to change. And so we look forward to that continued tremendous performance. So. It's good to be back, and it's good to see you again.
Now, it is unclear if Austin plans to return to Fort Bragg when they redesignate the post to Fort Liberty. That's going to happen on June 2nd. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
At Fayetteville State University commencement ceremony takes place tomorrow. It's at Crown Coliseum, starts at 9 a.m., and it is free and open to the public. You don't even need to get a ticket.
Nice visit coming back. VinFast is planning to go public. That's the Vietnam-based electric vehicle manufacturing company building a plant in Chatham County. WRL TechWire confirmed VinFast is planning to merge with a U.S. company already traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Company executives say VinFast will be valued at $27 billion because of this deal. Groups are still pushing against new abortion restrictions in North Carolina ahead of Governor Cooper's plans to veto the measure tomorrow. So what's next for North Carolinians? We explain coming up.
Plus, in just a few days, you won't have to go far to gamble Vegas style. We're taking you inside a Virginia casino that's betting big on visitors from North Carolina. Groups and Governor Cooper himself making their final push now against new abortion restrictions. Political reporter Travis Fain joining us. This all comes, Travis, just hours before the governor says he will veto this legislation. We do want to take a closer look one more time at the bill, which does ban most abortions after 12 weeks. It would require multiple in-person medical visits prior to an abortion. Patients must give more personal information to the doctors, who will then report it to the state, and doctors face fines and maybe even losing their license if they do not comply. So, Travis, let's talk a little bit about this. Cooper has been on tour trying to recruit or convince certain possible swing members here to support his actions as opposed to overriding his veto. Do you believe that he was successful at all in doing that?
No, it certainly doesn't look like it. It looks like the Republicans probably have the votes to do it here. There is one question. There's a man named Ted Davis. He's a state representative in the Wilmington area. area. It's a real swingy district. I mean, a Republican could win it, a Democrat could win it. And Davis has said in the past that he wouldn't vote or wouldn't be pressured to vote to change the state's abortion laws. He did not vote on this bill when it was on the House floor last time. So it's kind of a pick'em as to how he goes when this override comes up. But I expect Republicans will get the votes they need without him. They can kind of let this thing sit and wait for a day when Democrats aren't there if they need that. And I don't know that they will. But yeah, the governor has targeted four Republicans. But I think that's more about building public pressure on the bill as opposed to expecting any of those four to back him here.
And again, we've seen protests. We've seen the governor out there. None of that seems to be making any consequence as to which way this sways. Where do you believe we go from here then?
So the state Senate will probably pretty quickly, although I don't know the timing, vote to override the governor's veto. That's pretty much a lock. They've got the votes there. Then it'll move to the House, and it's a question of whether or not they immediately have the votes, the Republicans immediately have the votes, or if they have to kind of let it ride the calendar, like I mentioned there, to find a day when the numbers favor them. Because veto override rules are based on how many members are present and voting, not just the total membership of the chamber.
Okay, Travis, thank you so much. For everyone at home, we will be covering the protest, the rally tomorrow, the governor's veto as well, and then what happens next. Look for any updates on air and online under the NC Capital section of WRAL.com.
Thousands of pounds of unused medications have been collected and destroyed across North Carolina. Operation Medicine Drop is a joint effort between the FBI and the DEA. They collected more than 19,000 pounds of drugs from pharmacies, hospitals, police departments, and sheriff's offices. The medications are then taken to an approved incinerator and destroyed. Since 2013, drug take-back events in North Carolina have resulted in the collection of more than 320 million prescription pills. Just in time for Mother's Day, a Fayetteville daughter gave her a life-saving gift. She donated her liver to her mother, who has been fighting non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver for more than 8 years. The living donor liver transplant was the first of its kind at UNC hospitals in 20 years. The two sat down with WRAL, who say it was the best possible solution.
It made me feel like I could help her because I've watched her be so sick for so many years, and I couldn't not try.
There's no doubt about it. I've already received my Mother's Day present.
That's a pretty big present, all right. While the two say they still have some tenderness where their scars are, they say they're recovering well. UNC Health has announced it has expanded its transplant services to include living donors. That makes it the second program in North Carolina capable to perform the procedure.
What a story. If you're traveling on Highway 70 between Havelock and New Bern this weekend, you'll want to drive slowly and use caution in that area. Firefighters are still battling the Great Lakes fire at the Croatan National Forest. Firefighters and large equipment, you see some of it here, still on the roads in that area. In an update today, the U.S. forest officials say the fire is now 85% contained, but it's a big area spanning 32,000 acres. Crews are monitoring some activity. They're looking for hot spots and containing certain areas. You also want to check your routes to make sure that they don't include any road closures if you're driving through there. It is alligator mating season. You heard it here first. It means you might spot them more often. Wildlife experts are sharing how to avoid them if you do and what to do if you see one. NC Wildlife says alligators show up when people intentionally or unintentionally feed them. This means don't feed other animals, the geese, the ducks, the fish, the turtles. Don't do it because the alligators could get attracted by that. If you do see an alligator, keep a distance, at least 50 feet. I recommend more like 1,000 feet. For more expert advice on alligator safety, you can read the full article on our website.
That's the Dan Haggerty rules right there. Well, a Vegas-style casino is opening its doors a short drive from the Triangle. The flashing lights and screens of more than 700 slot machines are coming to Caesars, Virginia. That's just across the state line in Danville, about an hour and a half drive from Raleigh. The casino opens Monday inside a massive tent on the site where Caesars plans to build a $650 million resort. A study done for the city of Danville estimates 30% of traffic heading to the casino will come from the Triangle.
We needed to understand the profile of our visitor for this community, and Raleigh and that area is taking a strong look at us, and we know that.
Oh, everything right now has been speculation. but we're really looking forward to seeing the demand that this business will drive and the customers and where they'll come from.
In 2020, Virginia led voters decide in five cities whether to allow casinos. Some North Carolina lawmakers have floated the idea of expanding casinos from only being allowed on tribal land. That proposal has not moved forward so far this year. Meteorologist Kat Campbell back with us now in the WREL Severe Weather Center. A few clouds starting to move in, but all in all, great night to be outside and maybe dine outdoors.
I think it's a win tonight to just sit outside on your porch, do dinner outside. Sunday should not be a bad day to be outside as well. If you do want to eat outside with mom, grab an outdoor table for brunch. It will be mostly cloudy, so you may wake up and see the gray skies, but we've taken rain out of the forecast, so I want to be clear about that. It's just the clouds that we would see on Sunday. Temperatures should be in the 70s if you're doing brunch with mom. And we've got a lot of graduations happening this weekend as well. Congratulations to the Duke and UNC grads. Upper 60s and 9 a.m. for the graduations on Mother's Day morning. Always a great way to celebrate Mother's Day. And Saturday, tomorrow morning, we do have some graduations as well. Meredith College, 8:30, temperatures in the upper 60s. Fayetteville State University, 9 a.m., 70 degrees and 73 degrees at the Shaw University graduation at 10 a.m. By 10 a.m., there's about a 20% chance for rain. Let's talk futurecast. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, things are nice and quiet. Once we get to lunchtime, we've got that 20% chance for rain. And then it's really during the late afternoon, early evening that we could see some of these scattered showers and storms try to push through the area. It may actually come in two parts, an initial line pushing in from the west after 5 o'clock, and then a second line trying to push in from the north after about 8 o'clock. And this line should weaken as it moves to the south, but we have that potential for rain tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. And then that system settles to our south on Sunday. Because of that, most of the rain chances would be at the coast in a scattered fashion on Sunday, but I think that we will stay rain free. It's just the clouds, but the rain likely to stay to our south with that front actually able to push through the area. 80 degrees, our forecast high for Mother's Day. Mostly cloudy skies stick around, but not a full overcast. A live look outside at the WREL Live Camera Network. Durham looking pretty good. The Bulls are back in town next week. 82 degrees at the WREL Gardens. It's been a nice day, 82 degrees. And in Fayetteville at the WREL Fayetteville Newsroom, 83 degrees there at this hour. Dew points are sitting in the 50s for most of us right now. We have been in the 60s at times today. It's that number on the right, and that tells you just how muggy it feels outside. It hasn't been terrible outside today. It's definitely been warm with temperatures in the 80s, but we'll see those numbers, the dew points in the 60s tomorrow. So just a heads up, it's going to be feeling a little bit more humid. If you want to come visit the WREL Gardens, it should be a really nice early start to the day to do that tomorrow. You can see our blooming century plant as well. Temperatures this weekend are in the 80s with lows in the 60s. It's about a 50% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Monday is the best chance for rain, though, at 60%. 68 degrees. It's going to be a little cooler with the overcast and the rain. Once we get to the middle of next week, it is trending drier and seasonal. High temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s most days. But hopefully you can get outside with mom this weekend, find some time to enjoy the nice weather, especially Sunday.
Absolutely. All kinds of plans planned for mom. So we'll make it work. Thanks, Kat.
The Hurricanes are planning for the next round. How about that? It's nice to see they clinched their spot in the conference finals with a win, and you can already secure your seat to cheer them on at PNC in that next round. We got details for you coming up.
Graduation season is in full swing.
The commencement ceremonies today include Fayetteville State University. Graduate and doctoral students, they walked across the stage at 10 o'clock this morning at Capel Arena. The undergraduate commencement is tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Crown Coliseum. It's an exciting time. Also, tomorrow, Shaw University and Meredith College will hold their commencement ceremonies.
Students at Duke University and UNC Chapel Hill graduate on Sunday, always on Mother's Day there at UNC. Well, you can now secure your seat to watch the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals. That is so good to say.
I know. I'm glad they clinched that spot early and didn't go to a game 6 or 7. It is unclear just yet who they're going to face after that electric win against the Devils in overtime last night at home. It was great. The Canes knocked them out of the playoffs with a 3-2 win. the team will take it a day to rest now, which is so important during the playoffs before they get back to practice on Saturday. The Canes will either take on the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Florida Panthers in that next round. Regardless of who they play, you can find tickets for their next game at PNC Arena right now online. They start at $140 each, you know, to watch them win in the playoffs.
It's we'll worth it to see Rod Brindamore smile like that, because it's such a rare thing to
see. Exactly. How about a hockey NFL crossover? That doesn't happen too often.
The Carolina Panthers are gearing up for a big season after drafting Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. Rookie minicamp began today in Charlotte, and Young, along with the other 2023 draftees, undrafted free agents and tryout players, are getting their first taste of NFL practice experience. Young was the number one overall draft pick out of Alabama and comes in with high expectations for a franchise that's in need of stability at the quarterback, to say the least. So far, he's getting off to a great start.
This is a huge day for me. You know, this is my first day of practice. You know, it was a lot of fun. So, of course, you know, I wanted to set the tone. You know, I was just here trying to get stuff down like we all were. You know, I'm excited for and want to improve on, and I'm super happy to be here. So, you know, I just want to do everything I can to, you know, have a good first day and, you know, hopefully keep stacking them.
The annual rookie minicamp continues tomorrow. Look for full coverage of today's action at 10 and 11. Well, a new convenience store option is coming to North Carolina.
Wawa. Are you familiar with Wawa?
Yeah.
Yeah, wildly popular in Pennsylvania. It's a convenience store chain, and today the company executives and town leaders in Kill Devil Hill broke ground on the first store there that will open in the Outer Banks. The chain has a kind of a cult-like following. It's known for its food, especially its hoagies and mac and cheese. I like both. As part of today's groundbreaking, Wawa donated $3,000 to the Special Olympics in North Carolina. Other locations are planned for our area, one in Wilson, Fayetteville, and Wilmington. We stopped there, really popular around Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We stopped in with the kids, and I told them it's called Wawa, and they just love
the name of
the
it.
Name.
Yeah.
They like saying Wawa.
It's very easy to say. Yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us here tonight.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL. As we see this live picture from White Lake, we wish you a great night and a great weekend.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.